Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If any of us start harping on stuff that's kept us from being successful, then it's hard to get on down the road and get to the next game because we don't have time really to feel sorry for ourselves when we've lost three in a row, because nobody else is going to feel sorry for us. And the next three games we got very vital for us, and I think we got to concentrate on who we play next. He's been in the heat before. This is not his first rodeo, as you would say. I mean, all of us get bothered by freaking losing. Man, our jobs are dependent on winning and losing. And the more you lose, the more of a chance you have of not keeping your job. Nobody likes that crap. All of us are human. We're going to try as hard as we can and do the best we can, but we're not going to change some of the successful things we've been doing either. I mean, we're not going to go away from that.
Huh. 93.7 The Fan time is 3:05. Get to Planet Fitness today to enroll in their Black Card membership for $21.99 per month with no enrollment fee. That was Steelers defensive coordinator and Keith Butler telling you that they're going to keep the things in the defense that has made them successful.
What successful things have they been doing? They took out, it looks like for all the world that they're going to bench Mike Hilton, who despite the fact that he slipped on Oakland's winning touchdown, is arguably their best defensive back not named Joe Hayden most games. That's
he gave
successful.
Up a touchdown to the Chargers that shouldn't have counted.
They're going to put Artie Burns in the starting lineup, and I am staring at you from 2.5 feet away to convey the gravity of how bad that is.
I can't believe that's like the big move they came up with.
Hey, we're going to put our bust of a first-round pick back in against the greatest quarterback of all time. Do you know who's one of – I was watching the Chiefs-Chargers game on NFL Network last night because I don't want to turn on a different network. And they ran their fantasy ticker on the bottom of the screen. Maybe it was the same on Fox. Do you know who the number two stardom wide receiver was for this game?
Josh Gordon.
Julian Edelman. What does that convey to me? The idea that people that study this for a living, fantasy, think that Julian Edelman is going to gash the Steelers, most likely between the numbers, and probably because Cameron Sutton won't be able to handle him, when Mike Hilton might have a better chance.
Yeah, Mike Hilton should be your slot guy on Edelman. That seems pretty straightforward to me. If I saw Hilton out there across from Edelman, I wouldn't feel great about the matchup, but I wouldn't be
like Edelman has,
disturbed by it.
Edelman has all those little jitterbug stop and start moves. That's what makes him great. He pivots, he turns. Hilton is the guy physically, you almost want somebody short for that position. He's the guy physically most capable of staying with him.
Chris Hogan famously killed the Steelers in the AFC Championship game a couple of years ago. If he's lined up across from Artie Burns, the same thing's going to happen again on Sunday. So this is their harebrained scheme, putting Artie Burns back in. Does Mike Tomlin need to win this game? Should he need to win this game to have job security?
No.
Moving forward?
No. I mean,
why not?
I believe that he is a guy that needs at least next year, no matter what happens this year. Like if they stagger to the finish, people will call for him to be fired. If they finish like 8-7-1 and lose this game in the next one, and maybe Baltimore wins out and gets in over them,
yeah,
he'll deserve one more year. Like, I would give the guy, under the philosophy of he knows now that things are not good, right? They had their 6-game winning streak where he held them together, and then it went all to hell.
Yeah.
He deserves 1 year to try and make drastic changes and see how they work.
I don't think they own him anything.
That's it.
I don't think they
own him
anything.
Oh, and I'm saying the concept of owing somebody, if I said that, I misspoke. I'm saying how I would handle it,
right,
if I were them, is that.
But I would not feel like, well, this is really one of his worst seasons. He hasn't had many, so therefore he deserves a 13th season. When you give a coach a dozen years, in this profession, you can't ask for anything more than that.
How many did Gower coach? Like 14 or 15 here, I think? 16.
He was hired in 92 and he left in 2006, yeah.
15 years. I mean, I keep saying I mean, by the way, but when I think about it, Mike Tomlin's been here now almost as long as Cowher.
Yeah.
He's probably going to he's probably, if he can get it together this year and make the playoffs, I suspect he would outlast Cowher, but Cowher had a robust amount of time.
Right. He hasn't earned Chuck Knoll longevity. He hasn't earned Bill Belichick longevity. He hasn't earned Greg Popovich longevity.
Has he earned Marvin Lewis longevity?
No one deserves that, but that's a nincompoop owner.
Your point is well taken, though. Belichick has the ability where even with Brady, if they somehow went in the toilet like two or three straight years, there would be no grounds to actually fire him. He has made them the most successful franchise by a wide margin this century. I agree with you that Tomlin is much closer on the spectrum of Belichick to Mike McCarthy. He's at the McCarthy end.
I honestly think, given how this franchise views itself and the demands that its fans place on the Steelers, if you go 10 years without winning a Super Bowl, I think you should be on the hot seat.
So wait a minute. How would winning this game, assuming the season wouldn't then end in the Super Bowl, how would winning this game get him job security if that was your thesis?
Because winning this game keeps him on track to make the playoffs and compete for a championship.
Okay, let me rephrase that then. Let me revise this. Say they do win this game, 38-24, I believe you said. Take it to the bank, take it to the rivers, and then they don't win the Super Bowl. They make the playoffs, win the division, maybe 9-6-1.
Yeah.
Okay? And they maybe win a game, but lose whoever in the playoffs. Would he be on the hot seat still, even having won this game in impressive fashion? Or would that be enough for you?
Lay out the scenario more clearly for me. So
they beat the Patriots, they win the division.
They beat the Patriots, they make the playoffs.
They lose in the divisional round.
What happens in the wild card round? They win?
They win. They lose in the divisional round.
Who do they lose to?
Chiefs, Patriots, or Chargers, one of the
On the road? It has to be.
Yeah.
At that point, I think he will have earned another season. Because, and the reason why I say that is, a divisional round exit to me, given what happened with Le'Veon Bell, is not a horrible outcome to this year.
Mm-hmm.
And you will have all, and along the way, you will have beaten New England. And that's why, not only does this game mean a lot in terms of their season basically hinges on this game unless you think they're going to go to New Orleans and win next week, or the Ravens are going to fall on their face. This is pretty close to a do-or-die game. But it also stands and means much more.
So the symbolism of this game and the Patriots.
The symbolism of beating New England, yes, thank you. The scepter of beating New England and proving that in a game that means a lot to them too, they're not coming in here resting on their laurels. They haven't sewn up the AFC East. They haven't locked up a first-round bye. They need the
game
badly, too.
They're mad because their coach just humiliated himself.
Yes, and Brady did in that game, too. Brady took a terrible sack that took points off the board and was a big reason why they lost that game at the end of the first half. You got a ticked-off coach, and you got a ticked-off quarterback, and it just so happens that they're the greatest quarterback-coach combination of all time. Tomlin, in my opinion, should need to win this game to have job security. And I know that
I have a hard time reconciling what you said, though, about championships in a decade without, with this game can somehow not supersede a championship, but this game plus at least winning a playoff game can help him enough.
The reason why I said 10 years without a Super Bowl championship, without a win, and without winning a title is I think with this team, if you go that long without winning a title, you should be at least – you should at least be up for review every year. If you get to a point where you've gone 10 years without winning a championship, I think every year your job status should get looked at critically.
Yeah, I don't
it
have a problem with that.
It shouldn't just be a given that because you won in the distant past and you produce a winning record every year that you're the right guy for this job. I wonder with them if they could do better with another coach.
Well,
I do. I wonder if last year they could have done better with another coach, if they could have actually won a playoff game.
Would they have won the playoff game with John Harbaugh last year? Would they have beaten Jacksonville, you think?
I think so, yeah.
I wonder, though, about how John Harbaugh would have, beyond, you know, you guess that maybe Mike Mitchell or somebody doesn't run their mouth. John Harbaugh has Eric Weddle, who's a better player on any day of the week than Mike Mitchell. Like, I wonder to what degree a guy like that him would do that. Here's why I would want to see Tomlin win this game. Do you know why? Has nothing to, like, in how it relates to him on the hot seat or him up for a job review. Beating the Patriots in this game, with likely without your first and second string running backs because one never showed up and the other one is now only upgraded barely to questionable, would show me that he would have probably had to do something that is out of his comfort zone. He would have had to change. I need to see a little humility from him and from Roethlisberger more than anything else. And beating the Patriots probably takes enough of a change from what you want to do as a coach and quarterback that I think humility would come into play.
You know what I like about what you just said there? We have seen Belichick win a Super Bowl without Rob Gronkowski. He has beaten the Steelers in an AFC Championship game without his best offensive weapon for Tom Brady. He lost Dante Hightower. He still competed for a championship, went to a Super Bowl, lost his best defensive player. He didn't have Tom Brady for a season. He went 11-5. We've seen Belichick show his greatness by the way he makes up for the loss of important players. I want to see Tomlin do the same thing. He is without a real running back on Sunday. He's at home. He should still find a way to win that game.
Belichick,
that is not holding him to an absurd standard.
It's holding him to the Belichick standard, which is what he and then respectively Brady with Roethlisberger should be held to. You know what else? Belichick is so good and has accrued so much credit with so many people in terms of how he has managed to surmount losses that he can hold Malcolm Butler out of the Super Bowl, his best defensive back, in inexcusable, inexplicable fashion. There's no satisfactory explanation anyone will ever hear for that. And yet he still almost won it. The only time he can actually lose is when he sort of beats himself by just whatever was going on there made him want to sit out
for
Butler.
Yeah, he has an all-time coaching gaffe in the Super Bowl. And
no one says anything about
because
it,
because it's overshadowed by all the other.
If Mike Tomlin had won 5 Super Bowls, I would forgive a lot of the dumb little things that happen at the ends of games. If he had won Super Bowl, but here's the thing, this is chicken and the egg statement by me, he would not be the same sort of lackadaisical coach he is, or laissez-faire with the clock at the end of games and his timeouts, and also have 5 Super Bowls. It's very hard for me to fathom his team being exactly as
so
it is just happening to
one of the things I always tell you about, like, marks of a good coach, if your teams don't commit a lot of penalties and you're great on special teams, and what's New England in both of those facets, and what's Pittsburgh? It's not even up for debate. The Patriots this year are, in terms of penalties, they have committed the second fewest penalties, and they have the fewest penalty yards. The Steelers are at the top of the league on the other side. They have the second most penalty yards. They're in the top 5 in penalties committed. Special teams, I don't even need to go through.
Just a picture of Danny Smith chewing gum, a little gif of him.
The Patriots blocked 2 punts last week.
We are at the point, I think the best way I would describe, or the best way I would describe the difference between the Steelers and the Patriots and Tomlin and Belichick is this. Mike Tomlin and his quarterback getting together on an X-ray machine being the reason they lost in Oakland, or they botched the handling of that, is not seen as so out of the realm of possibility that people are like, wow, that I can't imagine why they're saying that. Bill Belichick putting Rob Gronkowski on the goal line for a Hail Mary play that never would have reached the end zone on the fly is seen as so stunningly bad that people will bring it up. I know it kind of faded already, but people were aghast that it happened because one man's reputation is one thing and one man's is the other.
You heard Keith Butler at the start of this segment say, yeah, we're aware of what's going on, that people have called for our heads. This is what happens when you lose. It's uncomfortable. It stinks because conversations like this pop up where we're openly wondering and questioning whether or not these coaches are the right people for the job. Does Mike Tomlin need a win on Sunday? Does he need to win that game for his job?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.